The broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम। सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांतिः। ओम ब्रह्मविदा आप्नोति परम् तदेषाभ्युक्ता सत्यं ज्ञानमनन्तं ब्रह्म यो वेद निहितं गुहायां परमे व्योमन् सोऽश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् सह ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति तस्माद्वा एतस्मादात्मन आकाशः सम्भूतः आकाशाद्वायुः वायोरग्निः अग्नेरापः अभ्यपृथिवी पृथिव्या ओषधयः ओषधीभ्योऽन्नम् अन्नात् पुरुषः स वा एष पुरुषोन्नरसमयः तस्येदमेव शिरः अयं दक्षिणपक्षः अयमुत्तरपक्षः अयमात्मा इदं पुच्छं प्रतिष्ठा तदप्येष श्लोको भवति अन्नाद्वै प्रजा प्रजायन्ते या काश्च पृथिवीगश्रिताः अतो अन्ने नैव जीवन्ति अथैनदपि यन्त्यन्ततः अन्नगुं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते सर्वं वैतेन्नमाप्नुवन्ति येन्नं ब्रह्मोपासते अन्नगुं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते अन्नाद्भूतानि जायन्ते जातान्यन्नेन वर्धन्ते अद्यतेति च भूतानि तस्मादन्नं तदुच्यत इति। इन् दि लास्ट् वेबिनार् वि सा ए ऋग्मन्त्रा कोटेशन् in the Taittiriya Upanishad, which belongs to the Yajurveda, with regard to the Annamaya Kosha, which we just read. And this portion says that the Vyashti, the individual Annamaya, is born out of the Samashti Annam, the total Annam. It is sustained by the Samashti Annam, and it also goes back into Samashti Annam at the end. So now we will continue the discussion along these lines and go to the Pranamaya Kosha and further. Tasmat annara samayat anyontara atma pranamayah tenaisha purnaha savayesha purusha vidayeva tasya purusha vidatam anvayam purusha vidaha तस्य प्राणये वशिरः व्यानो दक्षिणपक्षः अपान उत्तरपक्षः आकाश आत्मा पृथिवी पुच्छं प्रतिष्ठा तदप्येष श्लोको भवति। सो नौ आफ्टर् दि कोटेशन् दि उपनिषद् इस् नौ पिकिङ्ग् अप् द स्ट्रिङ्ग् आफ्टर् द ऋग्वेद कोटेशन्। Now the Upanishad goes from Annamaya Kosha to Pranamaya. So we have to transition through all the five koshas as we explained earlier. Till now, Annamaya was considered as Atma because the Upanishad had said, Sava Yesha Purushaha Annarasamayaha. So Annarasamayaha Yesha Purushaha Eva Saha Atma. So Annarasamaya, that is now the Atma. So the Upanishad has pointed out Annarasa as Atma. That was the discussion earlier. Now the Upanishad, really speaking, Annarasa is not Atma. But what is Atma? Anyaha, Antaraha, there is something else within Annamayaha. That is what the Upanishad says now. Which we will call is as Pranamayaha. So Anyaha, Antaraha, that Atma, there is something interior to to what? Tasmat anna rasamayat. Interior to the above mentioned anna rasamaya. The one which we discussed elaborately during the last webinar. So interior to the above anna rasamaya, there is something else, and that is the pranamaya. That is the inner self known as pranamayaha. Now the Upanishad has put it in a very simple language here, but in our mind, lot of changes have to take place, because now we are negating anarasa. Because we originally said this annam, anarasamayaha, we call that as atma, anarasa. But right now we are negating that, and we are telling there is something interior to that, and that we are going to call it as atma. So the moment pranamaya is pointed out as atma, annamaya should become anatma. If you remember the discussions which we had in the last webinar, the moment we point out pranamaya as atma, then annamaya has to be discounted as anatma. Previously, what did we say? We said if you take, remember the shirt and the fabric, cotton example, we said shirt is. Now we say fabric is. The isness cannot belong to both the shirt and fabric. Isness can belong only to either shirt or fabric. Previously we said shirt is, now we are saying fabric is. Isness can belong to only one of them. The moment I say fabric is, the isness of the shirt is removed. It is resolved. Now it has come to the fabric. Fabric alone is, and shirt is only a nama rupa, does not have an existence of its own. So shirt has become anatma, mithya. Shirt is resolved into fabric. We have to remember all these steps. The moment we say annamaya is gone, now pranamaya is atma, we have to remember all these steps, how that has happened. Similarly, when I shift my vision and say that pranamaya is atma, means what? Pranamaya is independently existent. Then we have to also apply all those things for annamaya, as we said earlier. What are those? Annamaya is anatma. Annamaya is mithya. Annamaya is simple namarupa. It has lost the existence of its own. That means annamaya has been resolved into pranamaya. So in the panchakosha, annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya. Now we have already resolved annamaya into pranamaya. So among the five koshas, one is out now. That does not mean we don't have the body or anything, but in our perception, we have shifted our vision from the annamaya, the grossest body, to the next subtler body, namely the pranamaya. So Upanishad says, anyontara atma pranamayaha. So with this job, then when this is complete for the Uttama Adhikari, we already mentioned the two people. One is the Uttama Adhikari, who is very eligible in this knowledge, in this pursuit, and the Manda Madhyama Adhikari, who is not that intelligent person, who is not well-informed person. So for the Uttama Adhikari, the resolution is over. He understands that Annamaya Kosha is resolved. He has gone to Pranamaya, and he can go further with the discussion about the rest of the koshas till he arrives at the Atma, the Brahman. But for the Manda Madhyama Adhikari, the resolution is not possible yet. Therefore, the Upanishad teaches an upasana for this person. As was done earlier in the Annamaya Kosha case, now in the Pranamaya also, the Upanishad teaches an upasana for him. And for that purpose, the Upanishad teaches the upasana of Samashti Pranamayaha, otherwise called pranam. Earlier we said the samashti annamaya, we called it annam. Now we are calling the samashti pranamaya as pranam over the vyashti. The upasana is done over that. So what is the alambanam? If you remember the word alambanam, we called alambanam as the symbol. And what is the upasyam? What is the goal of this upasana? And what is the alambanam, symbol for this upasana? Vyashti pranamaya, that is the individual pranamaya, is the alambanam. Vyashti pranamaya kosha is the alambanam, the symbol, and the samashti prana is the upasyam. So the Upanishad gives a shape to the alambanam, to this pranamaya kosha. It gives a shape. Here, because we told earlier, If you need to have a symbol, the symbol has to have a name and form through which we will be able to do the upasana on whatever you want to do upasana on. For example, if you want to do upasana on Shiva, you need an alambanam, a Shiva linga. So using the Shiva linga as the symbol, we do upasana on Shiva. So similarly here, the pranamaya does not have a natural shape of its own. Like Annamaya Kosha has its own shape, the body, grass body. Whereas Pranamaya Kosha does not have a natural shape of its own, being it is subtle. Whereas Annamaya Kosha is grass. This is being subtle, it doesn't have a shape of its own. But it has borrowed a shape from the Annamaya, the container. For example, we gave the example in the last webinar itself, like the shapeless water assumes the shape of the container. Similarly, here also, the shapeless pranamaya assumes the shape of the container, namely the annamaya. Therefore, the Upanishad says, tena yesha purnaha, pranamayena yeshaha annamayaha purnaha. This annamaya kosha is filled with pranamaya. This annamaya kosha is filled with pranamaya, all in pronouns. If you really see, by that, this is filled. That's what the Upanishad says. By that, this is filled. That means what? By pranamaya, this annamaya is filled. And so, sava yeshaha purushavida eva. Therefore, pranamaya also is of the shape of purusha, the human being indeed. Why? Sava, va means why, indeed. So the pranamaya also is of the shape of purusha, the human being. When we said the annamaya, we called the shape of the grass body. Now here also the pranamaya assumes the shape of the human body. Vidam, vidam means shape, akara. So when the Upanishad says pranamaya has got human shape, then one might wonder, we may tend to think that pranamaya has its own shape, right? One may tend to think. To dispel the thinking only, the Upanishad says, tasya purusha vidatam anu. Anvayam purusha vidaha. Tasya purusha vidatam anu. When you split anvayam, then we get anu. It means what? In keeping with tasya purusha vidatam, the human shape of annamaya. In keeping with the human shape of the annamaya kosha, here tasya refers to the annamayasya. Tasya refers to annamayasya. So in keeping with the human shape of the annamaya kosha, I am purusha vidaha. This pranamayaha also is of human shape. So the pranamaya by itself doesn't have any shape because pranam is vayu. Vayu doesn't have a shape of its own like water, but it assumes the shape of the container. In this case, the container for pranamaya kosha is annamaya because it is interior to annamaya as it were. Okay, if the pranamaya has a human shape, then what is the head for that human shape? What is its right side? What is its left side? You know, what is its support? If you remember the discussion for Annamaya, we went through all those things. What is its head, its right side, left side, its support, all those discussions we had. So here also, if you want to talk about Pranamaya Kosha, this also should have all those things if it has the shape of a human being. Tasya Pranaha Eva Shiraha. The Pranamaya has got five divisions that we have to understand. The five divisions represent the five physiological functions of the body. Prana, Apana, Vyana, Udana and Samana. These are the five different pranas representing five different physiological functions of the body. Of these five functions, the pranic function is like the head. What is prana? Prana is the respiration. So the respiration is the most important thing. So that is like the head. The respiration system, respiratory system, that is like the head. Vyanaha dakshina pakshaha. the circulatory function, the vyana. Vyana represents the circulatory function. The circulatory function of prana, that is the vyana, is the right hand side of the pranamaya. Now you have to visualize this pranamaya as the human shape. For that human shape, there is a head. And that head is the pranic function, the respiratory function. And there is a right side. Right side is the vyana. Vyana is the circulatory function. That is the one that takes the nutrients throughout the entire circulatory system of the body. And vyana is the right hand side of the pranamaya. And apanaha uttara pakshaha, the excretory function. Apanaha represents the excretory function. Apana is the left-hand side of pranamaya kosha. We have to imagine all this. The left-hand side is the apana vayu, apana uttara pakshaha. And the central body is akashaha atma. The central body, so we already said what is the head, the right-hand side, the left-hand side, and the central body, that is akashaha atma. Now we may wonder how suddenly this akasha comes, because there is no scope for any akasha here. We are talking about all the pranas. Where is akasha is coming? Because we are talking about pranamaya kosha. The akasha is outside, whereas pranamaya is inside, within the body, within annamaya, interior to annamaya. So where akasha comes from? Here akasha means the empty space within the stomach. Within our stomachs, whatever is the empty space where the samana is present. The samana vayu is present in the stomach, in the empty space of the stomach. So akasha represents the samana, the digestive system. So the respiratory system we saw. Then we saw the excretory system. We saw the circulatory system. Now we are seeing the digestive system. Akasha represents to the stomach, the space in the stomach, because the digestive system occupies the central portion of the body. So here it is the lakshyartham. If you remember the lakshyartham and vachyartham that we discussed earlier, the implied meaning and the direct meaning. Lakshyartham is the implied meaning. Akashastaha samanaha. So that is the lakshyartham. It is not the vachyartham of space as space, but it is a space that is inside the stomach. So, jatara akashe yaha samanaha vartate. Jatara akashe. Saha lakshanaya uktaha. So, this is the lakshyartham. This is not the actually vachyartham. Then, prithivi puchyam pratishta. Actually, according to Shankaracharya, prithivi represents the devata. Here, prithivi puchyam pratishta, in this prithivi, earth, represents the devata, which is supposed to be situated in the lower portion of the body. According to Shankaracharya's commentary, he refers to prithivi as the devata, supposed to be situated at the lower portion of the body, nabhyam, apanasthane. That is where it is supposed to be present. The prithivi devata is supposed to be there. And what is its function of the prithivi devata? As the gravitation pulls down anything, for example, Earth's gravity, it pulls down anything. It has the force, the power to pull down everything. The prithivi devata pulls down the entire pranamaya and maintains it within the annamaya kosha. Because we have to remember, pranamaya is what? Is in the form of vayu, in the form of wind, air. And what we have got in the body? It is contained within the annamaya kosha, the grass body. And the grass body has got so many holes all over. It has so many holes. And this air, which is contained within this grass body, which itself has so many holes, this vayu should not escape from this body. It should not get out of this body. The vayu can escape from the body or even lift the body up like a hydrogen balloon. Depending on how it is, it may even tend to lift the body if there is no force holding it down. So that the udana vayu is there. So we already saw prana, apana, vyana, Udana, this is Udana Vayu. Samana Vayu is in the stomach. This is the Udana Vayu. Its job is what? Utkramanam. The job of the Udana Vayu is Utkramanam. So the entire Pranamaya can escape or can go along with Annamaya also. Because Annamaya, the Annamaya Kosha, the grass body, has got so many holes, the prana can escape through them or it can also lift that and go. But it is the Prithivi Devata or the Prithivi Akarshana, the gravitational pull, like the gravitational pull, that the force of the Prithivi Devata that is keeping the Pranamaya within Annamaya. That is why the Pranam is still within the grass body, doesn't escape and get out. So Prithivi Devata becomes what? The support, the substratum, the base. So without the Prithivi Devata, this Pranam cannot be present within the body. It may escape the body or lift the body and go away. So this becomes the support or the base for this Pranamaya to be present within the grass body. Actually, Prashnopanishad, there is an Upanishad called Prashnopanishad that says, Apanam Avashtabhyam Idarayami. This Prithivi Devata, taking the position of the Apana, maintains the Pranamaya within. It takes the position of the Apana and maintains the position of, maintain the Pranamaya within the body. This is Shankaracharya's interpretation. But there are other Acharyas. For example, Vidyaranya, he takes Prithivi as the Udana Prana itself. He doesn't take it as Prithivi as Devata, but because all the other four Pranas are accounted, Prana, Apana, Vyana, Samana, all the four are accounted, Udana only is not accounted. So this Acharya, Vidyaranya, he takes Prithivi as representing the Udana Prana itself. Because the other fours are already accounted. So what is left out is Udana, and so Prithivi is taken as Udana Prana. And why is Udana should be taken as Pratishta? Because that is also we have to see. If in the other case Prithivi we can say, okay, if it is a Devata, we say it is a support. But here, if Udana is supposed to be, is taken as Udana Vayu here, why then it should be called Pratishta? That is also we have to understand. Udana alone determines how long the prana should be within a body. The Udana function alone determines how long the prana should be within the body. That means what? It determines the longevity of a person. The moment this function is not there, the person is no more. So Udana is supposed to be actually connected to our prarabdha. Our prarabdha determines how long this life is going to be. And Udana is supposed to be connected to our prarabdha. Once the prarabdha is over, the Udana, which takes the prana away from the body, for what? For punarjanma, for the next birth. So this Udana takes this prana away from the body for punarjanma. That is why it is called Utkramana Vayu. Utkramana Vayu, Udana Vayu. Some call Udana as the time bomb actually. The kind of time bombs that we may be familiar with perhaps, or we may have seen, are all only maybe a few minutes, maybe a few hours. Whereas this time bomb is what? It may be 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, even 100 years. You never know. But that time bomb, that clock is clicking. It's all ticking within our own cells all the time. It can live even for a long time, it can be. So Prithivi can have actually two meanings in this case. Either Prithivi can be taken as Udana Prana. It is the Pratishta. Like what? Puccham Iva. We already went through this discussion earlier. Puccham means the tail. Like the tail is the support for a bird. When we discussed this Annamaya Kosha, we went through this discussion of Puccham. Like the bird. For the bird, the Puccham, the tail is its support. This is the support for Pranamaya. This Prithivi is the support for Pranamaya. So with this, the Pranamaya shape has been given. The Upanishad has already given the shape for Pranamaya. Its head, its right side, left side, center portion, and its support. Then what is the next topic should be? As if you remember how we developed the next the approach in the Annamaya Kosha case, the Pranamaya Vyashti and the Pranamaya Samashti Pranam, they must be identified. That is the evolution, right? That is how we went through the steps in Annamaya Kosha. The Pranamaya Vyashti means what? The individual Pranamaya Kosha of every individual and the total Pranam. They both must be identified. And why should we identify? This identification is necessary for a Jnani and an Upasaka, for both actually. Whether he is a Jignyasu, we told, you know, the Uttama Adhikari, the person who is already evolved, who can resolve it and go further quickly. To that person, and also a person who is a Manda Madhyama Adhikari, who cannot resolve like that, who needs a step of Upasana. For both of them, it is necessary. This identification, this Aikyam. The Aikyam was of, what is the Aikyam? The Aikyam of the Vyashti, individual Pranamaya Kosha, and the Samashti Pranam. The Aikyam of this, the identification of both. Both are one and the same. That is required for both of them. And now we can ask why Uttama Adhikari requires this. Okay, Manda Madhyama Adhikari has to have this. Okay, why Uttama Adhikari requires that? Because when he resolves Pranamaya Kosha into the next Kosha, which is the next Kosha? Manomaya Kosha. So when he resolves the Pranamaya Kosha into the next one, Manomaya Kosha, not only he should resolve the Vyashti Pranamaya Kosha, but also the Samashti Pranam. He should be able to do both. He should not only be able to resolve the Vyashti Pranamaya Kosha, but also the Samashti Pranam. So Pravilapanam requires, if you remember the word Pravilapanam, resolution and all that we discussed last time, Pravilapanam requires Vyashti Samashti Aikyam. So that is the next step. Because at every step we have to go through this. Then only when the final step comes, we'll be able to easily identify with the Brahman. So Pravilapanam requires Vyashti Samashti Aikyam. And of course, this is for the Uttama Adhikari. And for the Manda Madhyama Adhikari, the Upasaka, he also requests this because he wants to do Upasana of the Samashti upon the Vyashti. Samashti means the total Pranam. Upon the Vyashti, Vyashti is the Pranamaya Kosha. So that's what he is trying to do. So he also needs to know this Aikyam. So both of them need to know this Aikyam. Here, Taittiriya Upanishad does not directly point out the Aikyam. But it quotes again a Rig Mantra. It does not directly point out the Aikyam, but quotes the Rig Mantra. As in, you know, Annamaya Prakaranam. There also we quoted one Rig Mantra. So if we really look at it, we can now form a pattern, really. For every kosha, every sheath, the Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya, then there should be a head, there should be a right side, there should be a left side. They are all given by the Upanishad itself. They are all given. Whereas the Aikyam is given by the Rig Mantra. So Taittiriya Upanishad gives all these things. The head, right, left side, all that. Whereas the Aikyam, the identification of the individual Pranamaya or any Kosha and the Samashti Pranam or Annam, whatever it is, that is given by a Rig Mantra. So here also we get another Rig Mantra giving the Aikyam. So the Upanishad says, Tadapi, Tasmin Arte Api, Pranamaya Arte Api, in regard to Pranamaya also. That's what the Upanishad says. In regard to Pranamaya also, I am consciously avoiding the word Kosha. I always say everywhere Pranamaya, Pranamaya. I'm not using the word Pranamaya Kosha. Till now, Pranamaya is Atma for us. Because once we removed Annamaya in the discussion as Mithya, as Anatma Mithya, and said Anyontara Atma Pranamaya, interior to the Annamaya, there is this Pranamaya which is Atma. That is what we said so far. So only the moment we go to Manomaya, we can call Pranamaya as Kosha. Until that time, Pranamaya is Atma. It is not Kosha. So, Tasmin Pranamaye Atmani. in regard to the pranamaya atma also, yeshaha vakshyamanaha slokaha bhavati. A Rig Mantra is there with respect to the pranamaya also. Pranadeva anupranati manushya apashavaschaye pranohi bhutanam ayuhu tasmat sarvayushamuchyate sarvamevata ayuryanti ye pranam brahmopasate pranohi bhutanam ayuhu tasmat sarvayushamuchyate iti. So as we told earlier, the iti shabda, it denotes end of the quotation. So pranadeva, from that up to sarvayusha muchyate, up to that is the Rig Mantra quotation. So Taittiri Upanishad, belonging to the Yajurveda, is quoting from Rigveda, Rig Mantra. So this is the quotation. The tatpariyam of this section is what? What is the actual, you know, the emphasis of this section is what? The pranamaya, the vyashti, and the pranam, the samashti, and the aikyam between them. The pranamaya vyashti, and the pran samashti, and the aikyam between them. And how do we really point out the aikyam? This also we discussed earlier when we discussed the annamaya topic. How do we point out the aikyam? Using the same logic, whatever we did there earlier, that vyashti is karyam. Vyashti is the effect. The individual annamaya kosha is effect. And samashti, the total, is karanam. The karanam, the cause. And karanam also, what karanam it is? Is it upadana karanam or nimitta karanam? Is it the material cause or is the fundamental, is the instrumental cause? It is upadana karanam. That also we discussed earlier. So here it is, the upadana karanam. So karya upadana karanayoho abedaha. Abedaha means no difference. The karyam, the effect, and the karanam are one and the same. So that there is no difference between them. So pranamaya is vyashti, the karyam, and prana is samashti, the upadana karanam. We have to understand that, because we went through this discussion when we talked about annamaya and annam. So here also pranamaya and pranam. Pranamaya is the karana, karyam, the effect, and prana is samashti, the upadana karanam, the material cause. And how do we indicate that it is upadana karanam? That also we saw earlier. I am just only refreshing you with what we talked in the previous class. The word maya, the moment you add the suffix maya, that indicates what it is. Because as we saw earlier, the maya suffix can be added only in the case of upadana karanam. This we have to know clearly. The suffix maya can be added only in the case of the upadana karanam. We can say what? An ornament. If you take a gold ornament, you can say the ornament is gold mayaha. Because gold is the material cause. We cannot say the ornament is goldsmith mayaka. Because goldsmith is the instrument, the person who makes the ornament. Whereas gold is the material cause. So we can only call the ornament as swarnamayaha, gold mayaha only. And we cannot call it as goldsmith mayaha. Just annam is the upadana karanam and annamaya is karyam. This discussion also we had earlier. Similarly, prana is the upadana karanam. Prana is the upadana karanam and pranamaya is karyam. Pranamaya is vyashti, individual. Pranan is total, samashti. So the pranamaya is the karyam. So why it is karyam? Because vikara means it's a karyam, it's a modification. Because it is vikarate maya. So because there is a karyam, there is a vikara, there is a change, there is a modification. So once I say vyashti, the individual is karyam and samashti is karanam, then samashti vyatirikta vyashti nasti. This also rule we know already. There is no vyashti, individual, different from samashti, the total. This also is another rule that we already saw earlier. And if this pranam is the upadana karana, the material cause, then the pranamaya is born out of pranam. It is sustained by pranam. And ultimately, it goes back also into pranam. So these are the steps we should remember very clearly. If the pranam is the upadana karanam, if it is a material cause, then the pranamaya is born out of pranam, sustained by pranam, and ultimately goes back into pranam. These are all rules. So once we have proved that it is the material cause, pranam is the material cause, then we can easily point out the ikyam. Because the karyam is as the karanam. That is, the pranamaya is identical to prana, the total. Pranamaya, the individual vyashti, pranamaya kosha, is identical to prana, the total. And that is what is pointed out here. All living beings, they survive. Pranam anupranamti. All living beings, they survive because of pranam alone. Samashti prana. Because of the total prana, all the individual pranas are, they survive, sustained by pranam anupranamti. And what type of living beings? All beings. The Upanishad says all beings. And instead of just saying all beings, the Upanishad says three types of beings. Devaha, Manushyaha, Pashavascha. Devaha, the heavenly beings. And Manushyaha, the earthly beings. And Pashavascha. Pashavascha, all the animals. So Devaha are supposed to be the Uttama, and Manushyaha, Madhyama, and the Pranis, the other Pashavas, all the animals and all, they are the Adama Praninaha, Sarve Api. So all these three types of beings, Devas, humans, and also the animals, all types of Pranis, because they have Prana, they are called Prani. All of them, because they all have prana, sustained by prana, is called prani. They breathe, all these pranis, they breathe because of the blessing of prana alone. All these pranis breathe because of the blessing of prana alone. Here, actually, if you look at the discussion, here the Upanishad talks only the sustenance portion, the sthiti. In srishti, sthiti and layam, we said earlier, they are born out of, that is srishti. They are sustained by sthiti and finally goes back into, that is laya. Whereas Upanishad here points only out the sthiti case, the sustenance case. But we also have to supply, all these are born because of samashti and they are finally resolved also because of samashti, the total. That we have to understand, we have to supply. Even though the Upanishad does not explicitly mention that. So in short, what is the essence? Pranam is the upadana karanam. The samashti prana, the total pranam, is the upadana karanam, the material cause. Just as the samashti annam, the total annam, is called virat. If you remember, I introduced the term virat when we called the samashti annam. The total annam, we called it virat. The samashti pranam, the total pranam, is called what? By another technical word called Hiranyagarbha. So virat is the samashti annam and Hiranyagarbha is samashti pranam. Actually, the word Hiranyagarbha is used not only for samashti prana, it is also for samashti manaha, also used for samashti vijnana also. This also Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbham anu sarve prananti. Depending upon Hiranyagarbha alone. Hiranyagarbha alone, the samashti, all beings breathe. Because of the total prana alone, all beings breathe. Okay. So the Upanishad gives a title. It gives a title. Actually, if you remember, the Upanishad gave a title in the Annamaya discussion also. Here it gives a title to samashti pranam. Just as we had the title for Annam. I don't know whether you remember that. Tasmatu Sarva Aushadam Uchyate, Sarva Aushadam, medicine for all, That was the title given to Annam when we had the discussion on Annamaya Kosha. The Samashti Annam is given a title as Sarva Aushadam, the medicine for all. Here Pranam is given a title Sarva Ayusham. There it is Sarva Aushadam, here it is Sarva Ayusham. Sarva Ayusham means what? The life of all. Sarvesham Ayuhu Sarvayuhu. So that is what Sarvayuhu Eva, Sarvayusham. So it is supposed to be the life for all. And that is true also. Because Hiranyagarbha alone is the in the form of prana, in the nostrils of everyone. Hiranyagarbha alone is in the form of prana, in the nostrils of every person, every being. Namo Brahmane, Namaste Vayo, Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. If you remember this Shanti Mantra, Namo Brahmane, Namaste Vayo. Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. That Hiranyagarbha alone is the prana in all. Because of prana alone, a person is called a prani, as I mentioned earlier. So if the prana is gone, he is no more a prani, he becomes a dead body. When the prana is in the body, he is called a prani. Once the prana is gone, he is a dead body. And so it is called the life of all. Sarvayusham becomes the life of all. Up to this discussion is for what? For whom? For the Uttama Adhikari. For a person who is evolved, Jignasu. Then Aikyam has been pointed out for the sake of Pravilapanam. That also you should remember. As we discussed earlier, for the sake of Pravilapanam, the Aikyam between this Vashti and Samashti is also pointed out. Now this person is now, the Uttama Adhikari is, what is, he is now ready for what? For bundling the prana and pranamaya and going to manomaya. For him, he is done. Pranamaya discussion is over. He already knew the identity between individual pranamaya and samashti prana. So he already understood them. He will resolve it and he will go further to manomaya case. But for the manda madhyama adhikari, he is not yet ready for pravilapanam because he is a manda adhikari, not eligible yet. And therefore, the Upanishad prescribes an upasana. If you remember, the Upanishad prescribed Upasana in the Annamaya case also. So the Upanishad is prescribing Upasana and gives the palam also here. Ye pranam brahmopasate. Those who meditate upon Samashti Prana as Brahman. Those who meditate upon the Samashti Prana, the total Prana as Brahman. Actually, when we say Samashti Prana, we should not separate Vyashti Pranamaya also. Because we have already joined all the Vyashti into Samashti. Right? That's what we did. When we call the Samashti, Samashti is the total of all Vyashti. There is no Vyashti separate from Samashti. The Aikyam should automatically come. And why do we bring Brahman here? Because ye pranam brahmopasate, we said Brahman. Why do we bring Brahman here? The reason is also simple here. Pranam also is Upadana Karanam, is the material cause. Brahman also is the ultimate Upadana Karanam for everything. That we have already discussed. So Pranam is the Upadana Karanam material cause. And Brahman also is ultimate Upadana Karanam for all. So Karanatvam Samanyat. Using that Nyaya, Karanatva Samanyat. Because of it being the Karanam, we meditate it as Brahman. So that is the upasana. And what is the palam, benefit of this upasana? As we said before, yata yata upaste tadeva bhavati. We have already seen that earlier. Whatever one meditates upon constantly, that one becomes. Whatever one meditates upon, he becomes one. The same thing. Yam yam vapim smaran bhavam. Krishna already told in the Bhagavad Gita. We also quoted the same shloka earlier. Here he meditates upon prana. So he will get what? Longevity. He is meditating upon prana. Prana is essential for life. The moment he meditates upon prana, he will get longevity, long life. Sarvam ayuhu te yanti. They will attain the fully allotted life. Longevity, one should not think that he will live forever, eternally. No. the fully allotted life. And what do we really mean by that? Sarvam Ayuhu does not mean eternal life. So Shankaracharya says, according to one's own prarabdha, according to one's own prarabdha, whatever be the full life that he will attain. He will attain whatever is the full life according to one's prarabdha. The apamrityu will not come. He will have a natural death rather than an accidental death. Accidental death, we call it apamrityu. Apamrityu dosha, apamrityu is that. So a person living the full life as per his prarabdha, that's what he will get. Sarva mayuhu te yanti. It has to be interpreted actually in two ways. One is what? One is the ihaloka palam. Whatever is the palam, benefit in this world. And another is maranantara palam, after death. So in the ihaloka palam, in this janma, in this life, what is the palam he will get benefit? He will have a full life. He may not have all these breathing problems, asthma, this, that, and all those problems will not affect him. So he will have a good, full life. And maranantaram, they become identical what? In the second case, they will become identical with Hiranyagarbha. Samashti pranena aikyam apnuvanti. They will become one with Hiranyagarbha. Exactly like Annamaya. If you remember when we talked about Annamaya, what we said, while living, he will get plenty of food. In this life, he will get plenty of food while living. And after Maranam, he becomes identical with Virat Aikyam, the Samashti food. This is the palam. We have to remember one more point also here. Any upasana, this actually we should have seen it when we discussed about the Annamaya Kosha itself. But any upasana involves two things, two types of upasana. Actually, this is, it could be practiced either sakamataya, with some intention in mind, desiring something, sakamataya, or nishkamataya, without expecting anything. Any upasana can be done with either of these two. This particular palam here is for whom? For sakama or nishkama? This is for sakama upasana only, this palam is given. Previously also in the Annamaya case also, the palam is given for a sakama upasana. For the nishkama upasana, the palam is not prescribed, because what is the palam for nishkama upasana? It is a universal palam. The palam is chitta shuddhi, purity of mind, chitta naishchalyam, chitta ikagratham, purity of mind, tranquility of mind, sharpness, focus of the mind. That means this upasaka will become an uttama adhikari. Now he is a manda madhyama adhikari. Once he does this upasana, he becomes a uttama adhikari fit for pravilapanam. He doesn't have to do any more upasanas later. He can just resolve pranamaya into manomaya and he can keep on going. No problem at all. So from upasana section, this person will come to jnana section. That's what the benefit for a nishkama upasaka. And in this way, ultimately, the palam for him will be what? Brahma palam, Brahma prapti. The person will Brahma puchyam pratishta, where he will get moksha prapti. He will finally get moksha. That is the palam for a nishkama upasaka. So for a sakama upasaka, he will get all those things. Whereas for nishkama upasaka, he will get moksha. As really as Nachiketas, you know, he says in the Upanishad, in a Kathopanishad, api sarvam jivitam alpameva. They are all useless. They are all alpameva. Hiranyagarbha palam also is limited. So upasanaya palam Hiranyagarbha padam, perhaps. Whereas pravilapanasya palam tu mokshaha. One can get moksha itself, and so it is superior. So upasana in the nishkama sense is superior. So this Upanishad being what? The jnana prakaranam. Upanishad is jnana prakaranam, right? So the Upanishad is not prescribing sakama upasana at all. It prescribes nishkama upasana alone. But the sakama phalam is only mentioned. If a person has to approach it sakamatayam, then the palam is mentioned only here, but the emphasis of the Upanishad is only nishkama upasana, this being jnana marga and not karma marga. That we have to remember. Okay, now the Upanishad repeats the previous statement once again. Whatever it said earlier, it just repeats it. ప్రాణో హి భూతానామాయుః తస్మాత్ సర్వాయుష ముచ్యత ఇతి. దిస్ ఈస్ రిపీటెడ్ అగైన్. ప్రీవియస్లీ ఇట్ వాస్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఫర్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ ది ఉత్తమ అధికారి, నౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ బీయింగ్ రిపీటెడ్ ఫర్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ ది ఉపాసక. ఉపాసక ఇస్ ది మంద మధ్యమ అధికారి, ద పర్సన్ హూ ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్ యట్, హూ ఇస్ నాట్ ఎలిజిబుల్ యట్ కంప్లీట్లీ. నౌ వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆల్సో. ప్రాణో హి భూతానాం ఆయుః, వి ఆల్రెడీ సా ద మీనింగ్ ఎర్లియర్. ద సమష్టి ప్రాణ అలోన్, ద టోటల్ ప్రాణ అలోన్ ఈస్ ద వెరీ లైఫ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. ఆయుః 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 యాక్చువల్లీ రెఫర్స్ టు ద వ్యష్టి ప్రాణమయ, బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఆయుస్. ఆయుస్ మీన్స్ వాట్? యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ ప్రాణమయ ఈస్ విదిన్, వి కాల్ ఎ పర్సన్ యాజ్ అ లైఫ్ ఆయుస్. వి సే హి హాస్ ఆయుస్ యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ ద ప్రాణ ఈస్ విదిన్ హిమ్. వెన్ ద ప్రాణమయ ఈస్ వెకేటెడ్, we say life is gone, prana is gone. That means pranamaya and ayus are synonymous, only in different contexts we use the words. And tasmat sarva ayusham uchyate, therefore prana, not pranamaya, be careful, prana, the samashti prana, total prana is called sarva ayusha, because vrishti pranamaya is responsible for one's ayus alone. Vrishti pranamaya, individual pranamaya is the responsible for one's own life, whereas samashti prana is for all. So it is called sarva ayusham and iti. Iti means it denotes the end of the quotation. With this, the pranamaya prana aikya pradipadaka mantra is over. The pranamaya, the vrishti and the total prana aikya is also pointed out. The rig mantra quotation is over. Now the jignyasu, the uttama adhikari and madhyama adhikari, what they have to do now? The aikyam is pointed out, then they have to go about doing their own job. What is their job? Uttama adhikari's job is, he will be going to next kosha, manomaya kosha. He will resolve both the vyashti and samashti pranamaya. Whereas the madhyama adhikari, what he will do? He will go to a quiet place and practice what? Aham pranam brahmasmi. That's what aham, ahangraha upasana is what he will be doing. And the Upanishad is not specializing on the pravilapanam now. So this is what both of them will be doing. And now let us read the further portion. Tasyaisha eva sharira atma yah purvasya. Actually, these are the words of the Upanishad. The quotation is over. The Upanishad now comes back. It picks up the thread and it says, తస్యైష ఏవ శారీర ఆత్మా యః పూర్వస్య. సో ఉపనిషత్ సఫిషియలీ ఇట్ కన్క్లూడ్స్ ద ప్రాణమయ ప్రకరణం బిఫోర్ ఎంటరింగ్ ఇన్ టు ద నెక్స్ట్ ప్రకరణం కాల్డ్ మనోమయ ప్రకరణం. ఇన్ దిస్ లైన్ ద ఉపనిషత్ గివ్స్ ఎ న్యూ టైటిల్ టు ప్రాణమయ. ప్రీవియస్లీ అన్నమయ వాస్ కాల్డ్ వాట్? అన్నమయ ఆత్మ. దట్ వాస్ ద టైటిల్ ఇట్ వాస్ గివన్ ఇన్ ది అన్నమయ ప్రకరణం. Now later, Annamaya was converted to Anatma. See, in that discussion, first we called it as Atma, Annamaya Atma. Later, when we came into Pranamaya, it completely discounted that and called it Anatma. Now, what is the Atma? Pranamaya is the Atma now. When we came to Pranamaya Kosha, Pranamaya became the Atma. And this Pranamaya Atma has got a peculiarity which is different from the Annamaya Atma. That we should understand. What is the peculiarity? Annamaya does not have any exterior koshas at all. Annamaya is the outermost. There is nothing exterior to that. Whereas Pranamaya happens to be the Atma interior to Annamaya and is outside with respect to Manomaya. So Pranamaya is interior to Annamaya. So that means that is exterior to Pranamaya, there is something called Annamaya. And the interior to Pranamaya is Manomaya. So because of this uniqueness, Pranamaya is given a title Sharira Atma. Annamaya is not, Annamaya Atma was given that, that's a title. Whereas this is given a title Sharira Atma. Sharira means what? Sharirasya antaha bhavati iti shariram. Within what the shariram it is. For Pranamaya is within Annamaya. Within what the shariram, this pranamaya is? Pranamaya is within annamaya, the shariram. And so pranamaya as the sharira atma. It is called sharira atma. Can we call Annamaya Shariratma? No. Because we cannot call it because there is nothing exterior to Annamaya. But can we call Manomaya Shariratma? Yes. Because it is within Pranamaya and so on. So Manomaya also will be Shariratma. Vijnanamaya also will be Shariratma. Because for all of them, exterior to them, there is another sheath. Even Brahman, the Mukhya Atma, is also Shariratma. Because exterior to Brahman are all the other five koshas. Only Annamaya can never be called Shariratma. This is an incidental point. I just want to mention that here. Okay, we should remember, when we say Pranamaya, Manomaya, etc., they can all be called Shariratma. Then we should understand clearly, they cannot be all called Shariratma at the same time. Because once you come to Manomaya as Shariratma, Pranamaya becomes what? Pranamaya becomes Anatma. It becomes Mithya, gets resolved. So once we come to Vijnanamaya, then Manomaya becomes Anatma. You know, this is the development of the discussion. So in those respective prakaranams, in the Pranamaya prakaranam, in the Manomaya prakaranam, Vijnanamaya prakaranam, in those respective prakaranams, when you are identified with Pranamaya, it becomes Shariratma. Similarly, when you are identified with Manomaya, Manomaya becomes Shariratma and so on. So each one becomes Shariratma at the time of identification only. The moment identification is withdrawn, then they all become just Shariram, Anatma. Whereas when we are identified with Annamaya, we will call Annamaya as Atma, but never we will call it as Sharira Atma. That is the difference. So, Tasya Yeshaha Yeva Sharira Atma. This line never occurred in Annamaya Kosha discussion at all. If you remember Annamaya Prakarana, we never had this particular line. So, this starts from here only and will be repeated in the other koshas, in the other prakaranams also. So, Tasya. Tasya means we have to now attach the Purvasya with this. So, Tasya, Purvasya, Annamayasya. For the previous Annamaya, Yeshaha. This Pranamaya, all are, you know, we are still talking about all pronouns. This Pranamaya, Yeva Sharira Atma. This Pranamaya alone is called the inner self. Sharira Atma, the inner self. So, the Pranamaya Prakaranam now is over. So that is what is now discussed under the Pranamaya Prakaranam. So having established it so elaborately, what the Upanishad is going to do now? It is going to say that this is also Anatma. The Upanishad took so long to discuss this entire thing and to establish that Pranamaya is Sharira Atma, but now it is going to, when it goes to Manomaya, it is going to call it as Anatma. Then we might wonder, why not point out Brahman in the beginning itself? Why it has to go through all this trouble of these discussions and then discounting that as Anatma? So Pranamaya is Anatma, Manomaya is Anatma, Vijnanamaya Anatma, and finally go to Brahma. Instead of saying that we can introduce Brahma right in the beginning, why should we go through all these things? If you remember, in the last webinar, we mentioned about one particular Nyaya called Arundhati Darshana Nyaya. That was mentioned at that time. The one who is seeing the Arundhati star directly, if he can see it directly in the sky among the millions of stars, if he can straight away point out and say this is Arundhati star, that person does not require any guidance at all. He can straight away jump into Brahman, no problem. But for a new person who looks at the sky with thousands of stars, then we have to go only gradually. As we told earlier, first the moon is shown and neighboring to the moon, the bigger star is shown, and slowly he is taken till he is pointed to the Arundhati star. So now this Upanishad now enters into the Manomaya Atma, reducing Pranamaya into Anatma. So that's what it is going to do. That we will see in the next webinar. Yo Vedadau Swaraprokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakriti Leenasya Yaparasa Maheshwaraha Shri Krishna Arpanamastu Narayana. Now.